During this on-air fundraising week, we've been offering you a chance to make a contribution of $250 or more and receive a limited edition of the KUAF Live 2018 CD. 13 original performances recorded at the Furman Garner Performance Studio, many of them exclusively for Ozarks at Large. Well, we have more music recorded especially for KUAF right now. Earlier this week, Austin-based singer-songwriters Tyler Jordan and Paige Renee Berry stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to sit down with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis.
This song's called Strange Lover.
So, how long have you been doing the songwriting music thing, Paige?
Well, I've been singing, kind of forever. So, growing up, I have a lot of vocal performance experience, but I would say I dipped my toes into songwriting early college and was kind of writing songs with a friend. I would hand over the lyrics and melody to him, and he would play guitar with me. But I always felt really bummed that I couldn't accompany myself, but I felt really intimidated by that. After I went to Kerrville, sorry, this is a long-winded answer, but I went to Kerrville with Tyler and felt so inspired by that community, Kerrville Folk Festival. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I think that if I could just come back next year with one song to share at the Song Circle, maybe it's a cover, then I'll feel happy. So that's when I started learning guitar and playing guitar. And the next year I actually came back with two original songs and they sort of all came pretty quickly after that. I have a handful of songs now.
So how and why did you two start performing together?
Well, Paige and I are dating. We are partners.
Right.
And so when we started seeing each other, Paige was not, not necessarily a songwriter or not like an active, I feel like, songwriter. And then all of a sudden, turned into just a powerhouse songwriter, which was, somewhat nerve-wracking because, like, I didn't start dating, you know, a songwriter. And I was like, uh-oh, these songs could be bad. I don't know what's going to happen. But they turned out to be really good, so much so that, yeah, I was just like, man, I want to play guitar and sing on these. So, yeah, we've been doing that for maybe a year or so, maybe a little more.
It was just us. The setup was the two of us, kind of like it is right. Just right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently we've put together a full band back in Austin, and that's been a thing for
just like 6 months.
Yeah, just a few months, but I love it.
Yeah,
they're awesome people. And
hopefully we can come back with them sometime.
That would be really
sweet. That'd be great. Well, do y'all want to play another song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
What are you going to do?
This song is called Warmest Blue, and it's actually one of those first two original songs I was talking about that I took out to Curvo. The truth of me wasn't true enough, and maybe I didn't need your love, but I was running toward
So y'all are on kind of a round and about tour right now.
That's right.
The Long Way Home Tour.
The Long Way Home Tour. I named this tour because I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, and kind of, honestly, it sort of developed logistically. There was a wedding of a dear friend in New Orleans, and then also we wanted to visit my parents back in Knoxville for the holidays. So we were like, well, let's do a tour.
Yeah.
And it's my first tour, and Tyler's not first tour.
Yeah, last time, this Fayetteville was like our second to last stop on our way home, but mm-hmm. this is really the first time that I've gone further east mm-hmm. than Fayetteville, really. So I'm excited about that. We normally tour west when in my band.
Yeah. Well, and all the shows you've had up to this point have been kind of house shows?
That's right. We've been doing a lot of house shows. I think for duo acts or like stripped down acts that don't necessarily fit like squarely in like Americana singer-songwriter territory, I really think that's the way to tour in that capacity. The crowds are better. You know, we end up making a little bit more money than we do at venue shows. And our music's kind of hard to place. It's like mm-hmm. sometimes it fits within like rock and roll when we play with bands, but when we don't, right. it's just kind of hard to find a home for it.
I feel like, too, with house shows, everyone, for the most part, is really present and has really come there to, you know, experience the music as opposed to it being in the background.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we meet a lot of really kind people that way.
Yeah.
Some good connections.
Well, do y'all want to play another one?
This is a song from the upcoming record, but I haven't stopped on a name yet. I'm not sure what it's going to be called, but it is a song about capitalism and about how that makes me feel. And yeah. Body could be better used instead of working all day long for someone else's dream to come, strip the value right out of my bones. Wish that I was 21, somewhere swimming in the sun. Watch me floating weightless, I am free. I think there must be more to life than this. Building profit for someone with no sailing when I'm done. The more I stare, the more it don't make sense. I wish that I was 21, somewhere swimming in the sun. Watch me floating weightless, I am free. Something's coming up under the surface. Keep on treating me like I'm worthless. I would watch you drown. I would watch you drown. Something's coming up under the surface. Keep on treating me like I'm worthless. I would watch you drown. I would watch you drown.
said I was 21. Somewhere swimming in the sun. Somewhere swimming in the sun. Watch me floating where you last. I am free.
That was great.
Thank you.
That was really great.
Hey, thank you.
You said that's from a forthcoming album?
It is, yeah. I'm hoping it'll be out in somewhere between the summer and fall of 2019.
How are you feeling about the new record?
It's really, I'm really excited. We've been working with this guy, Dan Dzinski. He's based out of Dripping Springs, just outside of Austin. And the mixes we're getting back are sounding really good. So I'm feeling pretty excited.
Well, Paige, Tyler, thank you so much for coming in today. Would you mind playing one more just to close us out?
Yeah, we'd love that. Thank you for having us.
Thank you
again,
so much.
I appreciate
this has
it.
Been awesome.
What's this last one going to be?
I think since we didn't do it last time, and I'm still really proud of the last record, I'm going to do one off of that. It's okay. Called What I Might Find. Sing out loud. We're in a part of the same thing that's still gluing me to the ground. But why by one day rolled off my tongue until it sang into the air. Maybe they made some people feel better. I ain't sure I care. What I might find is always chasing me. What I leave behind can be there in my dreams. It's dragging me down, the biggest part of me. Written on my face, it's everything I see when I see me. I wanna have control. I wanna find my dreams. Listen, they are not working in innocent, they're bitter enemies.
have my fears aside, they cannot keep me here. Surrounded by light and constant motion until we disappear. What I might find is always chasing me. What I leave behind be there in my dreams. It's dragging me down, the biggest part of me is written on my face. It's everything I see when I see me.
Austin-based songwriters Paige Renee Berry and Tyler Jordan speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week.